Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the ahadith that are describing Day of Qiyamah, describing what Jahannam is like, as we mentioned, not to put a person into depression, but so that a person can appreciate and he can understand that how severe it is. So to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So a Muslim is such that he is forearmed before he gets to that journey, that stage of Akhirat. Automatically already he knows, this is what I could expect, therefore I should be prepared that Allah Pak must save me from this, and he must direct me and guide me towards Jannat. Whereas some, you'll find in other religions, people are talking about the mercy of the Lord, and how the Lord embraces everyone, and how the Lord has passed away for the sins of everyone. In other words, there's a license we've got now to sin. There's a person that passed away now, he would stay in this Darul Yatama al Masakin, and he was a senior priest. It converted to Islam. So one thing he would tell me, he says, one thing, if you, and he knew quite a bit of comparative religion. Very good he was. Very, very good. But he told me one thing that stands out is this, that Christians have all got the license to sin. And he said, what is that license to sin? Is that they believe that Jesus Christ has passed away for their sins. So if somebody else has passed away for your gunas, that has given you automatic license, automatic visa now, you can continue sinning because somebody else has done some deed that will take away that guna from you. So anyway, a Muslim is not taught like that. A Muslim is taught that these are the consequences, and he is told correctly. So before he gets to that stage and then he regrets, he automatically knows this is what is Qabr, this is what is Akhirah, that is what is the Day of Qiyamah. Everything is spelled out to him. So therefore these hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam create such a beautiful balance. One side we got Jannat, one side we got Jahannam, then we got Akhirat in front of us. So a believer automatically is guided by all these things. It guides him and automatically it shapes his conscience that this is what, how I should be behaving, and these are the steps that I should be taking. So anyway, the hadith we did yesterday, and Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, يَعْرَقُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يَذْهَبَ عَرُقُهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ 70 ذِرَاعًا. Mr. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the person will perspire so much on the Day of Qiyamah that his perspiration will go down 70 cubits. 70 cubit lengths. We mentioned one dira is from the fingertip till the arm. It's approximately half a meter. So if it is 70 times that, about 35 meters down in the ground, a person's perspiration will go. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَيُلْجِمُهُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ آذَانَهُمْ. And it will upwards it will be so high that it will reach his ears. In other words, this perspiration will go down 70 cubits, it will come up to his ears. So much a person will be perspiring on that day. And we explain why. One is because of the height of the sun, and the other is because of the anxiety and the pressure and the stress a person will be on the Day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Today, and the hadith, and the other hadith we read yesterday, عنه قال كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا سمع وجبة فقال هل تدرون ما هذا صحابة ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And they heard a thud, a sound of something hitting the ground. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked them, do you know what was that sound you all heard? قلنا الله ورسوله أعلم. Standard answer of Sahaba is Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, they know best. قال هذا حجر رمي به في النار منذ 70 خريفا. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, that was a stone that was thrown into Jahannam 70 years ago. فهو يهوي في النار الآن حتى انتهي إلى قعرها فسمعتم وجبتها. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that stone continued to fall and fall and fall until it just reached the bottom now, and that was the sound that you heard, that stone hitting the bottom. This was something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible so that we could get an understanding of the depth of Jahannam. It took 70 years for that stone to fall and hit the bottom. Can you imagine how deep Jahannam is? So these are not fairy tales, we should believe it, because these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith, an Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma minkum min ahadin illa sayukallimuhu rabbuhu laysa baynahu wa baynahu tarjuman. Hadid Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there isn't anyone of you except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk to him on the Day of Qiyamah. Allah Pak will talk to him directly. He explains, laysa baynahu wa baynahu tarjuman. There is no interpreter between Allah Pak and you. In other words, there is a direct communication. What happens if there is a interrogation, and in that interrogation, if you got an interpreter, that interpreter can cushion that interrogation a little bit. He can, whatever you're saying, he might turn it, or what the person is asking, he might ask the question a little bit more softly. In other words, he can be some type of moral assistance that you got somebody with you in an interrogation. But here, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that Allah Pak is talking to you directly. There isn't any third person there. There's not even an interpreter that's going to be there. Allah will talk to you directly. فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ. A person is worried now, he's being interrogated. He looked to his right. And when he looks to his right, the only thing he'll see is those amal that he sent forward. وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ. The person now will look to the left. The only thing he'll see is those amal that he sent. In other words, around him will only be those things that he sent forward. وَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارَ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِ. He looked to the front, he looked in front of him, the only thing he'll see in front of him is the fire of Jahannam. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then said that save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it means a half a date. Even if it means giving half a date, in other words, something that is minimal, give that also, but give it in charity so that you may be saved from the fire of Jahannam. This shows the power of charity, how much of power charity got. So therefore, when a person gives charity also, he must give it with that niyat, and he must give it with that hope that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me from the fire of Jahannam, and hope for the reward in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just describing the condition that it will be on the day of Qiyamah. You find also nowadays a person is worried, the first thing he looks, any anxious person, he looks to the right, he looks to the left, he starts looking around because he is worried. So the same condition will happen on the day of Qiyamah. The person is in front, the person is so worried, he looks to his right, he's seeing his amal, he looks to his left, he's seeing his amal. How fortunate it is that person who has those good amal, so when he's there, this good amal brings some kind of solace to him, some kind of consolation for him. Therefore, Hazrat Shah Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has mentioned that a person's amal will take physical forms on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, it will take beautiful shapes, beautiful forms. So when he comes there, all these shapes and all these forms and all the beauty will be around him. This in itself will bring solace to a person, that he finds all his amal in front of him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are one of those, that we got beautiful amal surrounding us. So a person doesn't have any worry on that day. He's completely calm. And as far as the heat of the sun is concerned, that person is shaded by the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the things we did is that person whose heart is attached to the masjid. This is an easy one for us. One of the seven people who was given this VIP lounge day, on that day is one of the people, one of the persons is that one whose heart is connected to the masjid. In other words, after he come back for some salah, automatically his mind is, now what time is the next salah, he's planning already, he's preparing psychologically, and if he's not near in the masjid at namaz time, he's feeling like a fish out of water, because this man's heart is in the masjid. So that person who keeps his heart in the masjid, that person will be inshallah one of those recipients who will get the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.